Well, first of all, I want to clarify, John, that this is my opinion. This is not the mayor's opinion, or anyone else's opinion. I can't say anyone else's opinion. And I also want to clarify that the mayor and myself support our frontline police officers 100%. Now, getting into the comments about the chief, in my opinion, he's the most political police chief I've ever met. He believed with his comments he's going to be the judge, jury, and executioner of the mayor. And in my opinion, he's miscalculated that. This creates a total bias towards the mayor and also compromised the chief in moving forward in the case against Mr. Lisi. The police chief should not be making comments about this. As he's wearing the police chief's uniform.
All right, let's just...
It says right in the police act.
Okay, let's just back up a little bit. Which comments in particular are you talking about?
Well, that he was disappointed and this was going to hurt the city. And along with the releasing of the... verbally releasing the documentation and the pictures of the case for 3 months, the police chief stood up in front of the people of Toronto and said he can't make a comment until he found this video. And all of a sudden, now he's making comments. I have contacted the chair of the police services, Dr. Mukherjee, and I would like a probe into the police chief's comments. I'd also like a probe into a board member of the police board, and that's Andy Pringle. Again, the police act was broken, in my opinion, that he went away on a vacation with one of the board members. Now, one of the board members... the police chief reports into the board member, and he went away on a fishing trip with him. I want to know who paid for that fishing trip, where the expenses went, how long they went for, because this is obviously, this is serious. And Tobias, and I'm asking Andy Pringle, he will not be able to make a decision on renewing the police chief's contract in August. And I'd like him to step down completely.
Okay, can we go back to the chief for just a second? You talked about the chief releasing those pictures that we saw last week. Just on a technical side, wasn't it the court that releases that as a result of the challenges from lawyers representing the media who were... Like, it wasn't the chief who released the pictures is my point, I guess.
Well, let me tell you something. The police chief obviously picked out certain... areas that he wanted to communicate to the public, and one was the videotape, two was his personal comments, and that in my opinion is unacceptable. Bob Runciman, the Solicitor General, former Solicitor General, now Senator, if you read the Toronto Sun, he has made it pretty clear in his statement too that this is unacceptable for any police chief to make a comment as he did.
So what is it that you're suggesting the police do now, the chief does now?
Well, the chief, first of all, I'd like to talk to the chair. I have written him a note. I'd like to have a meeting with him. I'd like to see what actions the board is going to take without Andy Pringle sitting there as fishing buddy, making a decision. And I think there needs to be a probe on the police chief.
Okay, but I just want to be clear here. Are you calling for the chief's resignation now over this?
No, I'm asking for the police chief to step aside temporarily until this probe takes place. There's obviously a lot of politics, in my opinion, being played here with the police chief. What he his comments and his actions, I've never seen that before from a police chief.
Are you and your brother, well, obviously we've heard your brother's not going to go to the chief's, social ball tomorrow. Are you going to go?
Well, we were uninvited. It wasn't that we support our police. We believe we should be there. We've always been there. We support the victim services department as well. And we were told that we're basically uninvited. And last time I checked, this is a community event. This isn't a personal event for the police chief. And it's unfortunate the police chief's made this decision.
Okay, Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Bye.